Can I not be sent to them? About anybody, but yes, there was it. The wind, that's a very good one. We're going to come to that. Think of another one. Fire, wind and fire, that's great. We're doing well. And we had one in the song we've just sung. Dove, well done. Dove, yes, anything else? Breath, breath and wind go together, don't they? Same word, both in the Greek and the Hebrew, yeah. Same idea, yes? He led them in with a cloud and a pillar of fire. You're quite right. It's not one we usually use, but that's quite a good thought. That's quite a good thought. Any other thoughts? Well, we'll come across one more later on, in just a moment. But we're going to have a reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. And Owen is kindly going to read that for us.
This reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 11.
Now listen carefully, and you'll hear how the Holy Spirit is described here.
And can be found on page 1002. At the time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Right, so how's the Holy Spirit pictured there? Like a dove. If he says descending like a dove, how does a dove descend? Has anybody ever seen a dove descend? It comes out, it says, but where do you normally see it descend to? A dovecot, yes, a place where doves live. So we're not to imagine the Holy Spirit is a dove, but it descended on Jesus like a dove, in a way that was obvious. Something physical happened. Now why do you think the comparison is to a dove? Anybody think of any references in the Bible to doves? Why should the Holy Spirit be compared to a dove? Now, some of you will know. Think of a story in the Old Testament that has a dove. Or even think back to the very first thing I read today. It wasn't actually about a dove, but it was about the Spirit of God hovering like a bird over the face of the nothingness before the world was created. The Spirit of God was hovering, waiting to create with Jesus the world and the universe in which we live. But there is another story. And it's a story all about animals and doves, creatures and that. You know John, don't you? Who was it? Did you say it? Go on. Yes?
Noah's Ark.
Quite right. You were going to say that. I thought you were. Noah's Ark. What did the dove do? Or what did Noah do with the dove? Do you remember? Well, let's have a go first. Oh, yes. All right. Come on. You're quite right. Noah sent the dove out to see if there was any trees or branches, if the water had gone down. And what did the dove come back with? Yes. A leaf. Yes, you know what sort of a leaf? Go on, come on, tell me. You know, Abby? It was an olive leaf. Yes, it was an olive leaf. Very good. And that's why I think people think of a dove as associated with peace, because we associate olives with peace. And there was peace after the judgment of God in the flood. Peace. So the Holy Spirit is a sign, if you like. He stands for peace. Peace with God. Peace with God instead of judgment. Now there's something else special about doves in the animal world. Now I wonder if anybody knows what this is. They're quite unusual in one particular respect. They mate for life. Very good, Steve. Absolutely. They are faithful to one another. Husband and wife, if you like. For love. Dove. Quite unusual in the animal world, that. And it's a sign, again, of God's faithfulness to us. God is good to us, and he remains faithful to us throughout. Something else about doves. What do they eat? What do doves eat? What do you think doves ought to eat? dove food, yeah? Absolutely, that's good. What's dove food? Anybody know? Seeds, yes. You think he said they eat meat like ravens, the other bird that Noah sent out? They eat meat. Seeds. So they are gentle. And that's why you think of doves as being gentle. They're not vicious and they're not carnivorous. And sometimes we talk about people being lovey-dovey, don't we? That goes both as being faithful, but also being gentle. We think of doves that coo, don't they? They don't sing, they coo, something like that. Oh, look what's come. Ah, well, well, well. Yeah, that's lovely. Come and say hello. Now, what's he called? Buddy. Buddy. Look at Buddy. Look at Buddy. Isn't he lovely? Absolutely lovely. Well, we need a rosette for Buddy. There's no doubt about that at all. Could you possibly present the rosette to my assistant? Thank you very much. And what colour are doves? Right, so we think of white as being pure and clean, don't we? So we've got all those images of doves. And there's one other, which I guess you might be hard-pressed to think of, so some of the adults may get it. Yeah, go on. Well, we've had the gentleness point, you're quite right, but there's a rather different point here. And it comes right at the beginning of one of the Gospels. And it's a reference to something in the Old Testament. When Jesus' parents took him up to the temple as a child, what was the sacrifice they had to offer? Anybody remember? Doves, yes. It was two doves, or if you couldn't afford them, two pigeons. Two pigeons. And so the dove is a picture of sacrifice as well. So every time we think of the Holy Spirit being like a dove, we have all these different things put together, don't we? And they see your dove. Where's our dove gone, assistant? Yes, let's have both. We've got two things here to say. This is a special pet obtained for the day. And one of them is a dove, and something else we're going to see. But what I want you to remember about the Holy Spirit is this, you see. Like the Spirit of God on the face of the waters, the Spirit gives us real life. The Spirit gives us real peace with God. And like the sacrifice, the Spirit is a picture of us being made clean. And indeed, you can tell the difference, can't you? No, do you want to put that one on the top there?
Yeah.
Just, let's have a chair. Yeah, I think that was his best bet too. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Do we know what this dove is called, Wendy? Lovey Dovey. Lovey Dovey. So we all say coo-ee to it, coo-ee, lovey dovey. He's got to stay in his cage. He feels safe there, like himself, but it's like his home. But sometimes, you know, particularly as people get older, they feel as though they're a bit caged in their body and they want to go home. Because when we die as Christians, they're actually going really home. Now, that's his home. But in here, I've got something else. I've got a pigeon in here, but he's a special pigeon. He's got a home somewhere else. And I'm going to set him off, and he's going to fly home. You know how they do this, pigeons? They're called homing pigeons. And they find their way home from wherever they are, and they're hundreds of miles sometimes, can't they do that? Now, do I just open the top and hope for the best? What do you think? Shall we see what happens? He's going to find his way home. Come on. How's it done? How's it done? I'll be there. So he knows his way home, doesn't he? Off he goes. Off he goes. If he comes back again, you know he's lost. He lives not very far from here, so he should be home in about 5 minutes, shouldn't he? Yeah, something like that. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. So there you are. That's how we managed to get Pentecost and Pentecost together.